You are listening to Jerry Royce Live Worldwide Podcast.
Hey, hey, this is director, producer Alan Wills, and I am on Positive Power 21 with Jerry Royce Live. And when I'm online, I listen to Jerry Royce Live at www.spreaker.com/positivepower21.org. Y'all heard?
King Teasdell, founder of the Souls of Life Society, vessel to the Most High God, and author of this up-and-coming book entitled The Power of Choice, Path of Divine Royalty to Conquer Darkness.
Positive Power 21.org, Internet Radio.
You are listening to Jerry Royce Live Worldwide Podcast.
Hi, this is Angel Session.
Hey, y'all, this is Tina Hopkins.
Hello, this is Pastor Clinton Terry from Thomas Mann Church Ministry.
This is Roy Julius Hudson.
Hello, I'm Michelle Edmund.
Hi, this is Anita Jerome Roberts.
This is Thomas Ware, Dr. Ryan.
This is Calvin Loki, host of the Loki Hour Show.
Hi, this is Lola Bonney.
Hey, this is Arya Clare.
This is Minister Cornell Sean Gregg of the New Antioch Baptist Church.
Hello, I am Roger Dello.
Pastor Bob Billy Billy.
This is Cindy Williams, and you are listening to Jerry Royce Live Worldwide.
Hey, what's going on, y'all? It's me, the greatest podcast on earth, Jerry Royce Live, worldwide. And thank you for joining us and welcome to Positive Power 21.org. Can you feel the power? Can you feel the power 21? The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I am Jerry Royce Live. I am blessed. I am worldwide. Philippians 4:6 reads, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God your needs, and don't forget to thank him for his answer. John 14:6 says, Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. John 11:25, Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live, even though they die. That's positive. That's power. That's positive power. So sit back and relax and enjoy this presentation. And don't forget, we're on Spreaker Radio. Tune in and positivepower21.org.
This is Brandon Royce, and you're listening to Jerry Royce Live Worldwide on positivepower21.org.
All right. Thank you, family. Thank you for bringing me in. It's good to be back. Back. That's right, y'all. I took a little break. You football wore me down. And we was quite busy. Me and my little companion, Lil Jordan, we was out there doing our thing, recording Bible studies and Sunday services and out in the community recording flag football between the Bible school teachers and students.
That's right. PositivePower21.org has been out in the community bringing you guys some film. That's right. Right on our YouTube channel. We hope you have an opportunity to go out there and check it out. We have been having a lot of fun enjoying being out there, out of the studio, because sometimes, you know, get a little redundant sometimes. It's hanging out in the dark room with a single light on, looking at monitors and speaking into a mic all the time. So we're changing it up. I know it's getting cold, but our baby Jordan said he can handle it. So we out there meeting people and doing God's work, being a servant to the Lord. And we are so glad that he chose us to do this mighty work. That's right, spreading the gospel. All right, tonight we got a special guy. He's part of the Maximum Life Christian Church in Baltimore, Maryland, out in the Woodlawn area. For those that have been coming by to visit us, we appreciate you guys. I know some of you have been driving as far as Eastern Shore, maybe D.C., and that is all good because Pastor Sherry Grant, she definitely brings the word. She pulls no punches, if you know what I mean. She bring it live. That's right, and we need that. We need a small congregation, but they all feel the love that comes from her. That's right. That's right. All right, and this guy is one of her right-hand men. It's one of her soldiers, making sure everybody receiving it right. That's right. He's part of her castle. That's right. We got King A. Tisdale. He's a spiritual member of the community and MLCC, what we call Maximum Life Christian Church. He's the author of The Power of Choice, Path of Divine Royalty, Conquer Darkness. It's projected to be released on Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday, January 15th, 2016. And his bio reads, he's a graduate of the Paul Lawrence Dunbars, right? You guys know them. They the basketball stars and the football stars nowadays. That's right, beating everybody up in the state championship. And he was part of the Health Magnet program. He worked with Johns Hopkins School of Medicine, which opened his introduction into attending a small Quaker college in Richmond, Indiana, called Earlcombe College. While attendance there, King began his studies into biology, psychology, sociology. Being drawn to the need to help people, King later became a cardiac rescue technician through the Baltimore City Fire Department to become an advanced life support paramedic in emergency medicine. Why didn't know that? Because of these experiences, King was led into an endeavor of discovering the deepest spiritual meaning of life and love. Yeah, I bet. I know you see everything out there in the streets, man. And from this, he's become the founder and vessel of Souls of Life Society and is authoring a soon-released book titled The Power of Choice, Path of Divine Royalty, Conquer Darkness. And I hope I have done that justice because I'm fighting a cold, y'all. I just want to let y'all know, Casey, I said, Jerry Royce don't sound like his soulful self. Yeah, it's difficult when your nose clogged up. That's right. I was fighting a pretty bad cold. And you know, when your health, I'm used to running now. You know, me and baby Jordan been running lately. We do about 3 to 5 miles every other day, and we haven't been out there in a while. So I don't feel like myself, but we're going to do this thing up right because you're listening to episode 401. No, my bad, 402. That's right, 401 was with Superwoman. This is episode 402. Ladies and gentlemen, I welcome you to the show. Mr. Tisdale, how you doing, sir? How you doing tonight?
Blessed and highly flavored. How about you, my brother Jerry?
Hey, like I said, man, I feel pretty good, man. Just got to get this congestion out, you know, feel like my normal self. It's been a while since I had a cold, man, because I've been doing podcasts. It'd be 2 years, December 21st. And I was just thinking, I never had a really bad cold before. Usually just be a little something here and there, you know, I get over in a day, but not this long, you know. Other than that, man, I'm fine, man. Thanks for joining us, man. Appreciate you.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity indeed.
All right. Welcome to the world of podcasting, man. And just to remind you, I know you got some guests that's in the virtual studio. We appreciate you guys tuning in and all of our normal. I guess the price of Jerry finally tuned in. Yes, we are on the air tonight, and we are live right here. That's right, in our virtual studio. You can hear us tomorrow broadcast on iTunes. That's right. Go to Jerry Royce Live, iTunes, and Spreaker Radio. You can hear this this broadcast. And you can share it out there on Facebook, because it will be broadcast out on Facebook. You'll be able to find it on Mr. Tisdale's Facebook page as well, in his timeline. All right, man, so the first question, come out of the gates. I know you're ready to talk about, you know, your mission, your vision. First question is, who is King A. Tisdale, the author?
Well, King Tisdale is a native of Baltimore City, born and raised here. And I have experienced this life as God has ordained it to be. And that's the thing that took me a while to fully comprehend. But what I've come to understand is that no matter what's going on, no matter what the circumstances or the situation, God is in total charge. And people don't feel that when we look at what's happening across the globe. So I started here in Baltimore as little guy out on the street trying to fend for myself, because I'm the only male child of my family, but I have always been protected by a higher power. And I've come to recognize that each and every day out of my life. For me, I'm a person who thinks about a world free of bondage and corruption and exploitation, because of the experiences that I've observed and the information that has been received from everything that the African-American community has been exposed to. But one of the greatest things that I've discovered is that we all originate from kings and queens. And I'll bring some more clarity to that as we move forward. I'm a person who has been told that I have alternate sight. I don't see things like the average people see them. I see things from a different perspective. I came to college as a young man in my 20s, and I had an experience in Baltimore to where, as I was growing up, we run through the alleys and, you know, we had a couple of fears. One of the fears that we had was the fear of these rats that we have in Baltimore City. So when I went to school, I went to a small Quaker college in Richmond, Indiana, named Earlham. I have been a person who has always been in the church, and one of the phenomenal scriptures that I gravitated to is the book of Proverbs and Ecclesiastes, because those are books that are written by King Solomon. And there's other authors who are in those passages as well. But King Solomon is known for the wisdom that he has experienced. He had brought to the table, brought to the people to whom he was given charge. And I've always prayed for wisdom, but I've come to learn that when you pray for something, you have to believe that you receive it. And so I come back home from college, and I have this experience to where I'm facing fear and recognizing fear for what it is, because this is my life's journey. And each man has his own life's instructions, and we have to follow those to the letter in order to obtain what is necessary for us to move forward. So I look outside, and I see the youth of that time chasing rats down the alley and beating them with sticks and throwing bottles at them. That was something we would have never done. I look again, and there's these big water bugs that have always been a concern of mine as I was growing up. Well, one of them was in the bathroom at a time to where I did not want it to be in the bathroom. But the noise in which I was making from trying to kill this cockroach woke my father up, and he came into the bathroom. He asked me what was the matter with me, and I said, "Daddy, I'm trying to kill this water bug." And he said, "Go get the fly squatter." Grabbed the fly squatter from downstairs, came back up. I'm spending all of this energy trying to, you know, smash this thing in between the window or try to get him cornered. My father comes in there, gets the fly squatter, walks over there, hits it, kills it, says, "Now, quit making all that noise and get back in the bed." I'm like floored, because I'm like, wow. I came back to college, and I shared my story with one of my guidance counselors. And I said to him, I said, "One of the things I learned over the summer is that man's greatest fear is fear itself." And my guidance counselor looked at me, and he said, "King, that is a profound statement, but I have some news to share with you." I was like, "Really? What's that?" He said, that FDR, which is Franklin Delano Roosevelt, was accredited to speaking that phrase. I thought I had my own original quote, so I was kind of shattered, you know. I was a bit shattered about that. And he looked back at me and he said, "But King, let me share this with you. Great, great minds think alike. So don't be dismayed, because what's happened is that you both have come to the same truth." That was the day I came to recognize a thing that I call living thought. From that, I just started to connect with spiritual energy and the vibration that God has intended for me to receive. And I moved into developing the Souls of Life Society. And in so doing, I came to the conclusion that I needed to write a book to help facilitate the understanding of the purpose and the meaning of the Souls of Life Society. And so that's me going through the paramedic experience, seeing life and the trauma and the pain and the suffering that people experience one-on-one. I recognize that something needs to be done, and that's what the Souls of Life Society is all about.
Mm-hmm. And we're gonna get into that organization to find out, you know, more about your mission and your vision with that. But reading your bio and not knowing that you were a paramedic, and I've seen those guys a lot because I grew up in Baltimore City as well. A lot of people know I grew up on the Eastern Shore, but I saw a lot of a lot of accidents, a lot of people laying in the street, a lot of people being rescued by those guys. And, you know, you admire those guys because they look like superheroes to you, because they're saving somebody, they're rescuing somebody, they're going to make somebody's family happy. But it doesn't always end like that. During the course of the day, you're going to lose some. Tell us about, I always want to know, what was it like? I know they train you well because you have to, you know, you have to experience death in the hospitals and, you know, you're out there in the street and you see this stuff. But what really prepared you for a job like that, for those who, you know, who's thinking about that type of career?
My spirituality is what brought that to my attention, and it is what sustained me through the 20 years of working here in Baltimore City. Someone sent me a text just now, said that everything went silent on them.
Yeah, I seen a call did drop. But, you know, you and I are still talking, so that's the main thing.
Gotcha. Okay.
They probably just lost connection. They can dial back in.
But, thank you.
So it was your spirituality, which was so important.
Yes.
Because you hear about, you have to be a certain kind of person to have a job like that, being a law enforcement officer, especially state troopers, because they see death a lot. You know, babies, you know, families not making it, not surviving these really bad accidents that they experience on the highways. And I always just wondered, because I had friends who were in law enforcement and a few that had tried being state troopers. And I always just wonder, you know, it's like being a doctor. You know, those people, hands, you know, their life is in your hands. You know, sometimes just the time matters, or just making the right decision. You're going to win some, you're going to lose some. But I was just wondering, you know, how human, you know, what, that's just hard to describe, you know, the kind of feeling that I would experience. But I know I couldn't handle it myself. But I know what it's like when you're trying to help somebody, though. You know, it feels good when you do help somebody.
Well, you know, somebody has to do it. And one of the things that helped me along was recognizing that I have to treat people with love. I have to treat them like family. And it's about relationships, this living in which we're in. And when you recognize that everything is based on relationships, it has a trickle effect that goes from heart to heart and breast to breast. And I was so blessed to have that type of mindset, because living in the city of Baltimore, I never had to worry about somebody feeling as if I treated them wrong. Because right. I always knew that I was giving them my best. And that's what it's all about, you know?
Give them
love, man. Give them love. Mm. And people respect you for that.
Amen. So, King, so when did it hit you? You know, when did it touch you that was the job for you? You know, when did you feel, did you grow up feeling that way that, hey, I want to be one of those guys? You know, one of the superheroes in the street, riding on a truck, saving lives, rescuing people.
That's the interesting thing about it, because I actually started out from the eighth grade having a desire to become a thoracic surgeon, which is a chest surgeon. Doing studies, I got involved in the medical field through the healthcare magnet school, Dunbar, and I worked at Johns Hopkins in the research lab where we were actually doing surgical procedures and on the animals that were brought to the hospital, because without research, we would never find out what is necessary. And the amazing thing for me about that is my mom had quadruple bypass surgery about, I think it was 2012. And as I was sitting there listening to the doctor describe the procedure, it dawned on me that I was there at Johns Hopkins actually performing or being a participant in those surgical procedures with a Dr. Robert White right there at Johns Hopkins. And those procedures were actually the exact same thing that my mother had to go through that saved her life, and where she is living and strong and healthy by God's grace today.
Wow.
And wow. So when I became so caught up in the way in which corruption and exploitation was affecting us as a community, as black people, I got a little sidetracked, and the college suggested that it was time for me to take a break. So go home, come back in a year. It kind of hurt my heart, but I knew that everything is for a reason and a purpose. So when I came home, I was introduced to the paramedic program, which they didn't call it the paramedic program then. It was called the EMT program, or the cardiac rescue technician program. And because I was interested in cardiac medicine, I decided to take on the responsibility of taking that course through a manpower program that Baltimore City had available to the quote-unquote underprivileged youth. I ended up being one of four people who passed and became paramedics with Baltimore City out of a class of 40.
Wow. That's great, man. Wow. that was a crazy path. 'Cause you were already in the institution.
Yes.
Something happened and changed your path. Wow.
It did.
Incredible. Incredible story. Man, you tell a great story. Wow.
Oh, man.
I never know that, man. Just watching you on the front seat, you know, in the pews, you would have never known this. Wow.
Well,
all right,
you know,
Mr. Teasdale, we're going to take a quick break, man, and we come back. We're going to give you an opportunity to finish up your story, and then we're going to get into this book. I know people are waiting to hear about The Power of Choice, Path of Divine Royalty, Conquer Your Darkness. And I just want to remind everybody before we take this music break, the song that we heard to open the show was from Linton and Louise Smith. It's right down in Columbia, South Carolina, musical group, husband and wife. They're for hire. So if you're interested in them, just let us know. You can inbox us, or you can look up Linton and Louise Smith on Facebook. They play gospel and jazz. They call it Jaspel. Beautiful music. All that music is written. That's right, written by yours truly, Linton Smith, and Louise, the songbird. Also, we want to congratulate Louise for her awesome gala that she had, featuring all her authors from Kingdom Builders Publications. That's right, if you're looking for a publisher, you self-publish, you need somebody to help you, guide you, someone with nourishing hands and an awesome ear, look up Louise Smith with Kingdom Builders Publications. That's right. So they do it all down there. Very sweet people too. Love them to death. That's right. And we call them Superman and Superwoman. They do it all. All right, everybody, let's take a break. They have a song here called Since I Met You, Jesus. All right, the first one was entitled Touch Me. So this one's called Since I Met You, Jesus. And we'll be right back with King Tisdale, and we will talk about his book and his society, his Souls of Life Society. All right, stay tuned.
Hey, hey, this is director, producer Alan Wheels, and I am on Positive Power 21 with Jerry Royce Live. And when I'm online, I listen to Jerry Royce Live at www.spreaker.com/positivepower21.org. Y'all heard?
Positive Power 21.org, Internet Radio.
You are listening to Positive Power 21.org with Jerry Royce.
We'd like to thank you for joining us at PositivePower21.org, home of the greatest podcast on earth. If you enjoyed this ministry and you'd like to make a donation, please visit us at www.PositivePower21.org and push the donation button. Thank you, and may God continue to bless you. Amen.
You are listening to Jerry Royce Live Worldwide Podcast.
All right, thank you, family. Thank you, Robot, for bringing us back in. We talking to King A. Teasdale. Can you feel the power? 21, John 11:25. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live even though they die. That's right. Amen. That's the word of God. All right, y'all. We talking to my man here, King A. Teasdale. His book is being released. Martin Luther King's birthday is a projected time. All right, King, tell us about this book, man, The Power of Choice, Path of Divine Royalty to Conquer Darkness. Tell us about the premise of this book and, you know, why you wrote it.
One of the reasons I wrote the book is to have people recognize that we are the protectors of something extremely precious to this journey of spirit's voyage through humanity, because it is clear that no one comes into this earth realm to stay here. This earth realm of the living to stay here, no one comes to stay here. All men must die. That's just the way it is. So I love this scripture that says, for God did not give us a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power, a spirit of love, a spirit of self-discipline. That gave me the energy to sit my tail down and say, God, you have blessed me to make it and to have so many beautiful, beautiful people around me in my life. But everybody does not have that. Mm. And there has to be a way to help people obtain what I have been blessed to receive. So I'm one who thinks of a world where peace is protected, life is cherished, and love is the guiding principle of every action. So as I was a paramedic, actually prayed for this particular patient who had signs of a stroke. And this patient, by the time we got to the hospital, had no signs of the stroke when we arrived and gave the staff the description of the signs and symptoms that were once present. Mm. And they actually felt it hard to believe. But I know the power of God and the power of prayer. And I was amazed. But at that same house, as we were waiting for the family to get things together, there was a poem that sat on a table. I'm sorry, it was a TV, because the old televisions were made out of boxes that kind of sat on the floor. Right. And the poem is a poem by Miriam Anderson, and it goes, our worst fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is not our light. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, and fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small doesn't serve the world. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We were born to make manifest the glories of God within us. It is not just in some of us. It is in everyone. And as we let our light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fears, our presence automatically liberates others. And I find that very powerful and it encouraged me to move forward. But one of the things that I've discovered about this life, everybody is afraid. And it kind of blows me away. And that's one of the lines I have written in the book, The Power of Choice. It goes like this. It says, everyone is afraid. Yes, everyone is afraid of what is to come or what may or may not come to be. Whether you believe this or not, whether you are in denial of it or not, it doesn't matter. Because no matter what, your life is about to change. Whether you accept it or not, know that people are filled with fear, dislike, and regrets because of the choices made in their past or choices not made in time, which felt and left a sense of powerlessness. But we go back to the scripture, and the scripture says that God did not give us a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power, a spirit of love and self-discipline. So the Souls of Life Society is made manifest so that we can capture the strength and power that is ours to attain, what is ours to claim. And that's the reason why I wrote this book, because each of us have within us what God has given us. And when we recognize that, we conquer anything and everything that stands against what God has already ordained for us, because every life has purpose. And there is not one person who should not feel otherwise. Everybody should recognize that their life is destined to be great.
That's powerful. That is powerful. Power of choice. Are you ready, man, to release this book, man, and make a difference in somebody's life? Are you excited?
I am. I am so excited. This man.
So where are you?
So
where are you in the process?
Where am I? Right now, I have actually set up my, what they call it, my proof. And so I'm ordering the proofs now. I'm going to get about maybe 30 copies of the proof. And that's going to be the original text. But one of the things I've discovered is I typed it in capital letters, and I'm told that capital letters is not received well in the world of reading books. So I have to go back and, you know, correct that first before releasing it. So I'm going to make sure that I am intentional in accomplishing what needs to be done. And that's where that self-discipline comes in. Because life and living life is about identifying and recognizing that the two greatest things that everybody must experience and have the desire to experience and need is life and love, because one without the other does not work. Because if you're living and you're living a life that has no love in it, you are destructive and you're going to bring harm, because what they say, hurt people hurt people. But when you come to recognize that love is the power that will release the chains of bondage from you, anybody who has that mentality, so they can move to a higher level.
That's right. Amen. Amen. So, King, how's this book going to make a difference in somebody's life to pick this book up off the shelf? How's it going to change them?
By recognizing that the first step is knowing you have the choice. One of my beloved sisters have a program called Love Journey. Comes on 6 o'clock in the morning. And one of the things that she says is to remember that your life is a gift from God, and what you do with your life is a gift back to God. Remember, choose love, because love is a choice.
That's right.
And that's powerful. Mm-hmm. And that's what the power mm-hmm. of choice is all about. We can choose either creation and that which manifests the positive of life in and of itself, or we can choose to be ruled by destruction and destructive measures. It's all about choice.
That's right. That is true. Sound like a radio show, man, or a TV show, man. You ready for prime time for this, man? Are you ready to tell the world about this? Are you ready for regular programming? Because God has lifted a lot of us up, man, to do what we call, do this thing what we call podcasting, internet TV, YouTube, Vimeo. You know, it's like you take your book like it's a script and you sell it to people, you know, engage them, present it to them in a presentation, just like you're doing tonight. Are you ready for that? Ready to be lifted up on a higher stage?
You know, it's funny you mentioned that, because I am, because God says I am. You came and approached me about coming on this program, and that woke me up to recognize that the time is now. And I give thanks to you, Jerry, for seeing that which you saw in me to invite me on this show. This is my first time doing this, and I'm grateful, because God is opening the doors. And that's what God does. When you recognize and identify that the energy that is life and love is granted to each and every one of us to do what God already ordained for it to do, don't let anything else distract you from that. And move forward, you know, because that's what it's all about.
That's right, man. This thing is so mind blowing, man. What it's doing, man. It's some good and some bad come along with the territory, but it's a whole lot good. But the good thing is that God has armed us, and you know, He protects us with, you know, with common sense and God sense. And because it's a lot of people under attack right now, man, and people don't know where to turn. You know, they go to these four walls, these four boxes, we call a church, and they walk in one way and leave out the same way, you know, empty-handed, because nobody touched them, you know. So I think that this, what we're doing here, is taking, you know, God's work to another level, how we serve Him. So people can really get a chance to get to know Him. And then they find out about books like yours that's being released independently, you know, whether they get picked up by a press later on, who knows. But it's just
amazing.
Remarkable. It is. It amazes me all the time, man, when we get emails and people telling us how they received, you know, your pastor message. And, you know, it's going to beat you up, because, you know, no one's been knocking at your door for a very long time, you know. And I see soldiers like you, man. You know, the first time I met you, I said, there's a soldier right there that they don't even know about right now. They don't even know this guy yet. But wait till he come out. Wait till you find out who he really is. It's going to be powerful. And, man,
I can't wait to see
what you do, man. I can't wait to see. You know, it's all up to you, man. This whole platform is available. You know, it's available.
I appreciate that. This morning, one of the sisters actually was making a comment that she thought wasn't to be heard, but I heard in her comment that you have to stay positive. This is what happened. You have to come up with at least 10 vocabulary words, a 10-word vocabulary test, okay? You, yourself, you come up with a 10-word vocabulary test to affirm who you are, to affirm you are valuable, to affirm you are what God calls you to be, to affirm your worth and your excellence, to affirm, to accelerate that excellence in others so that it lifts up others when shared, so that everybody can get here where we are. Because we got a long journey ahead of us, and God is opening the doors for us to make things happen. And that's where we are. That's what this life is all about. It's about relationships and love.
It is. Yes, yes. That is so true. His unselfish love, because he gives it out, man, abundantly. Some people just don't know it yet. You know, they feel empty because they think humans supposed to satisfy their need. It's not supposed to be like that. And they don't know because they're not receiving the proper instructions because they haven't opened it up yet. So that's why it's our job to help guide them, like a beacon to guide them.
Yeah, because, you know, each man has his own life instructions. You breathe the breath of life now. That breath is shared with every living thing. Some things we have the power to control, and some things are not within our control. This is the nature of life and the natural order of things. You were made for a time such as this. Every decision is linked to a thought process. And living thought is what energizes each and every one of us, because energy we are, and to energy we shall return. Because God got it going on just like that.
That's right. Amen. He's the great I am.
Yes.
All right, man, we ready for it? We're going to take another breakout or a commercial before we time out. So
okay.
We're going to stay tuned. We're going to come back. We're going to talk some more about the vessels of the souls of Life Society, in case somebody interested and want to get involved with it, or they just want to know a little bit more about your vision for it. We're going to talk a little bit more about that. You know the book is coming out. That's right. You're going to hear more about it. You're going to see it right here on Positive Power. And before we take this break, because I owe my man a commercial, Paul Berryman. I mean, Philip Berryman. Man, I forget my nephew's name. we want to just remind everybody that you can come on out to PositivePower21.org to find out about all the other networks that's involved with us. That's right. We like a hub, but it's a lot of small little branches, man. There's a lot of networks being developed. We're teaching and training people how to do this thing, podcasting, to deliver God's message throughout the world globally, because everybody has their own web, you know, their family, the branches, like roots. And I know I can't get to them all by myself, so we're forming these networks. So you can check out Elations Radio. You have a lot of guys who and women that are graduates from divinity schools. They've been trained properly in counseling and psychology and all the good stuff to help you understand the Bible. And also we have Storm 365. That's right, Storm Talk 365 with Benita Claiborne. Her show is up to a fast start. And then we have Michelle Edmonds, who's starting her show in December, and she's talking a lot about how to detox, that's right, your mind and your body, how to take care of yourself. So we're so excited for her. And, we've been part of Robin Lynn Production for a long time, so all our overseas friends that's in the millions who are listening to this podcast and the servicemen, we know there's so much going on in this world right now, and we keep you guys in our prayers daily, and we hope the family continue to keep you guys in our prayer, because it's a lot going on out there, and our prayers go out overseas to the bombings and the shootings that was going on in France. So may God have mercy on those people's souls.
Yes.
And pray for those who didn't make it. That's right. And those families who don't understand. You're just out with your family trying to have a nice time, enjoying your country, you know, the entertainment, just dining and enjoying sports and listening to music. That's all it was. People out enjoying concerts and sporting events and fine dining. People weren't expecting all of that. So that's what we got to get ready for, the coming of the Lord, because you just never know when your time is up. Because our streets here in Baltimore is just as crazy. It's a war zone out there. I think it's more of us killing each other than the cops beating us up. But we marching for that. But we need to march for a whole lot more, y'all. It's crazy. But, whew, man, All right, let's take this break real quick. Let's listen to my man Philip Bryan real quick and buy his book.
A poetry book written by Philip Bryan, testimonial of one's true greatness. Without the touching and compelling healing story, one wouldn't be able to tell the grace and the goodness of God's ultimate and testimonial glory. These stories and the uplifting messages behind the concept and the meaning of this book is mostly about overcoming tough challenges, obstacles, and giving God all the well-deserved glory and the highest praise. This book is available on Amazon.com in digital and hard copy, and you can find it at Infinity Publishing at buybooksontheweb.com. Testimonial of One's True Greatness by poet Philip Bryan.
All right, that's Philip Bryan, his book, Testimonies of God's True Glory. It's available on Amazon, and you Google his name, Philip Bryan. You find him other places, too, but you can come right to our website, click on it, take you right to Amazon, support that brother, support him. And he's actually out on a small radio tour, so you can hear him on other radio stations. You want to hear more about his story, because I think he's a PK kid, I believe, too, preacher's kid. Yeah, so check them out. All right, y'all, we episode 402. We're talking to King. That's right, King Tisdale. He comes from one of the most gifted schools in the city when it comes to sports, basketball, and football. Some great athletes like Trayvon Austin, who's playing for the St. Louis Rams right now in the NFL, and a lot of NBA players who come through that school. And you're talking about Paul Lawrence Dunbar. That's right, in Baltimore City. All right, he comes out the Magnet program, and he's been saving lives, and, of course, he lost some, but hopefully he won some souls at the same time. All right, King, so tell us about this, a little bit more about Souls of Life Society. Somebody want to find out more about it. Where would they find information on it?
Link with me on my Facebook page, KINGTEASDELL, like teabags and like Dell the computer. Put those two words together and you have my last name, TEASDELL. Type that in on the Facebook page and that'll link you to the Souls of Life Society page that I have on Facebook. Our organization is striving to develop housing for moral discipline and ethical behavior, developing programs and linking with organizations that already have these programs in effect for training, public speaking. We are developing traveling workshops. And there's a YouTube page that we're working on, which is called Readings for America. We want to download audio versions of certain books because we know that illiteracy is a problem in our community, and all of our people can't read as for clarity and comprehension as they should. And we know that there are a variety of factors, but all of these things, we're just galvanizing our community collectively because it's necessary for black organizations to thrive, and that is the only way for humanity to survive. But people don't recognize that because people don't realize that Africa was the mother of all people of the world, and respect and consideration has to be applied to every situation so that love can be made manifest. That's what the Social Life Society is about, making love real. That you feel it.
That's right. Amen. Now, of course, you know, we can talk all day why our people have having problems reading. You know, of course, the dropout rate in Baltimore City and even our surrounding counties, even like Harford County, you know, you have high dropout rates because of the gangs persuading the young people to leave school and, you know, get into, you know, the world of pharmaceutical drugs world and other reasons too. You know, you got a lot of, you know, broken homes, so the kids you know, they can't cope, you know, with their peers. So we got so many reasons why kids drop out of school and they don't, you know, they can't. Or learning disabilities. You do have a lot of that too.
Yes.
Yeah, so many reasons. So it's a challenge for society, you know, for this country. All right, man.
You know, I thank you. Let me just say this. Everything in life vibrates. And the question is, what vibration are you choosing? Is it life or is it death? And through the power of choice, you can make the decision that's going to lead you to the place that you need to be, which is the love that's already waiting for you.
Yeah, that's right.
Because love conquers everything, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
No matter what the reasons for it, the issues, love can conquer it. All we have to do is put it in there. What Stevie Wonder say? Love is in need of love today. Send yours in right away.
Mm.
True that.
That's right. That's right.
Thank you, Jerry.
That's right. That's the author, Power of Choice, Path for Divine Royalty to Conquer Darkness. All right, Ken, you can give us your final thoughts for tonight's show, man. Sorry, I didn't have a sauna to lead you out, man. I didn't have a chance to get my music list together since I was off with illness. I don't want anybody getting tired of the same stuff. So I go out to my music, man, get some new music. We've been rocking all this nice gospel music. And I don't even have any of it available for my show right now. I have to work on that. But we appreciate you being here, man, and sharing your vision, your mission, you know, your project. And I know it's a lot more to you, you know, than just an hour show. But, man, you're doing wonderful things. It's just a pleasure, you know, seeing you twice a week, you know, being a powerful presence in the church. Because you look around a lot of churches, man, you know, that's that size. You don't see the men, you know, see the brothers there being a positive, you know, influence on our young people, you know, even for the young girls to see a powerful man, you know, who has a 9-to-5, you know, being productive, you know, citizen and have a profession. That is awesome. It's a shame we don't have those opportunities where people can stand up and just do a short presentation, who they are and what was their journey like. Because sometimes young people need to hear that. Because they didn't hear nobody's story but their own family members, and sometimes they're not good ones. But it would be nice one day if we can do those kind of things in our religious institutions, you know, share our stories, you know, so the young people can understand that the journey's not going to be easy, but opportunities are there, you know.
Yes.
And look at you, man, educated, professional man, saving lives and helping people. That's awesome. All right, brother, you ready? You ready to give your final thoughts?
Yeah, thank you. I have a Gmail account with the same name, kingteasdell@gmail.com. And I'll close with this thought, because people know that the church is a body, is considered the body, and Christ is the head, okay? But Spirit led me to this phrase, a body that receives no thought can receive no response from its parts. A body that receives not from its parts is not a body, but a corpse. So,
amen.
Yes, what they say works. Faith without works is dead. So we got to do the work, shift this whole dynamic. We can make this world a better place because first, we have to choose to do so.
Mm-hmm. A lot of work to be done. You're right. Amen. All right, man. You continue doing what you're doing, man, and we're going to talk some more. We definitely got to bring some more of you to PositivePower21.org, the Global Christian Network. And, you know, let us know how you like to get involved with this. It's a lot of pipeline out there, man. They need to be laid, man. This thing is big, man. It's global. It's global.
But continued success to you, Jerry. You're doing a great job, man. Thank you so very much for giving me this opportunity and this platform. Continued success, indeed.
You're welcome, sir. All right. All right, everybody. We appreciate you all listening and tuning in to PositivePower21.org with Jerry Voice Live Worldwide. And we had King A. Tisdale here. That's right. He's a member of Maximum Light Christian Church in Baltimore. You like to meet him? That's right. Come on out on a Sunday or Bible school. That's right, Bible class on Wednesday night starting at 7:30, and the regular service starts at 10:15 on Sundays. That's right. Get an opportunity to meet the awesome Pastor Sherry Grant and her team, her worship team. That's right. Bring it to you, and we bring it to you on Periscope if you can't make it out. Or check us out on our YouTube channel. Just Google Jerry Voice Live, Maximum Life Christian Church. Okay, y'all?
And
all right.
Jerry, I just want to say that's a place that is full of love, and I know you know that.
Yeah, it is. It is. Sweet people. Sweet people. I'm starting to have a little technical difficulties on my ankle. We probably should have rebooted our modem. They've been running like crazy, being challenged by the PlayStation 3 and 4 and all these tablets, everybody running on my wireless system. So, but we hung in there, though. But I know I probably should have rebooted the whole system. So we will see you in a couple of days, man. I'm feeling healthy now. Just got to get this congestion out, and I'll be 100%.
That's all right.
And
drink plenty of water.
Yeah, I tell people all the time, man.
Yes.
I tell people all the time, man, if they want to hear the good stuff, they got to continue to listen to Positive Power 21.0 Jerry Voice Live worldwide, because I tell them, I'm worldwide. Jerry Voice Live, I'm worldwide.
Thank you for tuning in to Jerry Voice Live on Positive Power 21.0 and Spreaker.com/Positive Power 21. This is a Voice Enterprises production. And don't forget about replay on Facebook.com/Jerry Voice Live.
All right, that's a wrap.
This is Jerry Voice Live worldwide, world premiere on Positive Power 21.org. I call it Love is Unselfish. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, 4-8. Love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not exist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. 1 Corinthians chapter 13 may be the greatest chapter on love in all the Bible. And love is displayed here by many tangible evidence. It is patient with people and circumstances. It is kind to people and animals. It doesn't brag about self, but brags about others and glorifies God and gives him the credit. It isn't arrogant, lording over people with position, power, or knowledge. It isn't rude, but polite and displays manners and proper etiquette. It doesn't exist on its own. It gives precedence and priorities to others, even if it has to compromise. It isn't irritable. It is not easy to provoke to anger by people's circumstances. It isn't resentful. It rejoices when others succeed, even at their own expense. It doesn't rejoice in wrongdoing. It never delights in other people's sins. Instead, it rejoices in the truth of the Bible. It bears all things, I mean all, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all. Abused, prosecuted, so on, these things are love. Thank you. This was the world premiere for Jerry Voice Live worldwide. Positive Power 21.org, Sprint Radio, and iTunes. Just look up Jerry Voice Live. Google me.